Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about How We Heal by Alexandra L. Sophie, I have to ask, when you first picked this up, did you expect it to be so gentle?
You know, I really didn't. I thought it would be more like a step-by-step guide, but it's almost the opposite. L writes like she's sitting across from you, not like she's giving instructions. And that tone made all the difference for me.
Totally. I think what grabbed me first was how upfront she is about her own story. She's been through childhood abuse, lost her mom, single motherhood, and she never pretends she has it all figured out. She's just like, I'm on this path too.
Right. And that's the whole premise, really. Healing isn't a destination where you're suddenly happy forever. It's a daily practice of small choices to show up for yourself. She reframes it as the ongoing act of returning to yourself.
Yeah, and I love that she says we can't heal what we won't acknowledge. So much of our suffering comes from these internal stories we've picked up from family, society, trauma, and we don't even realize they're not ours.
Exactly. And she asks these really direct questions. Whose voice is that in my head? Is this belief mine, or was it given to me? What would it mean to let go and write a new one? That's the first step, just becoming aware.
But she's careful not to say just think positive. She's clear that healing isn't about bypassing pain. You have to actually feel your feelings, anger, grief, shame, and sit with them without trying to fix them.
That part really stuck with me. She calls emotions messengers, not enemies. And she learned from trying to outrun her pain that it always catches up. Turning toward it with curiosity instead of judgment is the real work.
And that's where self-compassion comes in. She talks about that inner critic that developed to protect you, but now it just keeps you small. Healing is about softening that voice and learning to talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend.
I actually tried one of her journaling prompts, writing a letter to myself from a compassionate perspective. It sounds cheesy, but it really shifted something. She gives you these practical tools, but always as invitations, not prescriptions.
And she doesn't forget the body. So many of us hold trauma in our shoulders, our jaws, our chests. She says healing has to be embodied, breath work, gentle movement, and just noticing sensations. Reclaiming your body as a place of safety.
Especially if you've experienced physical or sexual trauma. That part felt really important. And she also pushes back on the idea that healing is a solo journey. We need witnesses, people who can hold space for our pain without trying to fix it.
Yeah, community is huge. But she also talks about the hard work of setting boundaries, which often means outgrowing people or situations. That can be painful, but liberating. And she's realistic. Every journey is unique.
She also talks about rest as a radical act. In a culture that ties our worth to productivity, rest feels selfish. But she says it's not something you earn, you inherently deserve it. Healing requires you to stop running on empty.
In forgiveness, she handles that with so much nuance. She doesn't pressure anyone to forgive. It's not about condoning what happened. If it comes, it's a gift you give yourself to release resentment, but it's okay if it never comes.
Right. And she keeps coming back to patience. Healing is not linear. You'll have good days and bad days, steps forward and back. That's not failure. She says every small act of self-care, every tear shed, every boundary set, it's all part of the journey.
One of the most moving parts for me was when she talks about intergenerational trauma. The wounds we carry aren't just personal, they're passed down. And by doing our own inner work, we start to break cycles for the people who come after us.
That's powerful. And in the end, she talks about integration. Not leaving behind the wounded parts, but bringing them into a fuller version of yourself. Your scars become sources of wisdom. You can be broken and beautiful, wounded and wise.
The takeaway for me is that healing is about reclaiming your power. You can't control what happened, but you have agency over how you respond and how you care for yourself. And you're worthy of that care, no matter where you are.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's such a good deal. And this book, honestly, if you're feeling broken or lost or alone, it's like a hand reaching out. Elle says you are not too much, you are not beyond repair, and you have always been worthy of healing.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We'll see you in the next one.